Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Wednesday, February 26th, 2025. Indiana hit and pitched well, but struggled with men on base and made several critical defensive mistakes and dropped the home opener to Xavier 8-4. Head coach Jeff Mercer met with the media following the game.
Kind of the narrative from today kind of matched that first weekend. A lot of things went well, but at the same time, really didn't take care of the ball in the field and out hit the other team, but just didn't come out on top. Can you kind of talk about what you saw today?
Yeah, it was kind of the same message I just had to him was, it's like we do a really good job with like 80% of the game. You know, I thought we had good at bats. We could have had a couple better ones with guys in scoring position early on, but we also had a bunch of really hard hit balls with guys on base. And Pine hits that ball really hard to shortstop, first and third, and KD hammers one, Wiggins hammers one, Oliver hammers one with guys on base. And so that's what you want to get from them is hard contact with guys on base. We had an opportunity early with we had first and second and nobody out. Joey lines out to left and double play ball from Devin. So we had opportunities to do a better job, but sometimes it doesn't go as well as you want offensively. And we did. It just came down to taking care of the ball defensively. And it really wasn't even, you know, the one to Cooper was a, you know, as a freshman, a tweener play. Should I sit back and just get the lead out? Should I try to come downhill? And, you know, that one you can live with. The ones from Oliver today were not difficult plays. They weren't – I mean, they were plays that you make. You're a good player. You make those plays. We're late to first base on covering a first base play. You know, those aren't difficult plays to make. And so, you know, we've been in a lot of close games and haven't done a good enough job really defensively to execute well enough to win. And then offensively, when we hit balls hard, we hit balls at people, and so you look up and you feel like you played well, but you didn't do enough to be able to win the game. And you know that's the expectation. The expectation is you're able to go on the field and execute routine plays routinely, and we haven't done that well enough. And so we're going to have to get that part rectified in how we go about that in short order. We have to play really good teams this weekend. We're going to go out and play four games, and we have to take care of the ball better. Certainly on the routine play. The routine play, it needs to be taken care of consistently. And we didn't do that. Cost us the game.
For those defensive miscues, is there any kind of mental aspect to those? Or is it just
sure.
Russ, anything like that?
No, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have to be tough enough to move on. And, you know, I get it. You have a bad winter and you're inside a bunch and you go play on a dirt field, make a few errors. Then you start thinking about it a little bit. And now you're concerned with it. And now you don't want to mess up. And you're a good player. They're good players. You have to be tough enough to get over that. It's part of life. It's part of the expectation. You play at this level. You play at a place like this. The expectation is that you're able to get over those things and move on and take care of the ball consistently. There's not a great drill set to take care of a three hopper and start double play. There's not a tremendous drill set for a routine ground ball that goes between your legs. There's just not. So you're just going to have to be tough enough to get over it. There's not a great drill set for the opening weekend for a routine ground ball, pick it up and throw the ball to first base, throw across the infield. There's just not. So you're going to have to be tough enough to get up and get over that, and we're going to have to practice it until we can't get it wrong. But, you know, I guess on the counter side of that is we're certainly talented enough, we're certainly capable, and we've also seen those same guys go make those plays and make really good ones and be really good. And so we'll get it right. We'll get it squared away. We'll get it taken care of. It's frustrating. It's not today after playing much better this past weekend and finding a way to kind of put yourself in a better position and then to go out and not be able to execute late. It's frustrating. But we're just going to have to find a way through it and fight through it. So, yeah, I'm sure that there is a mental aspect to it, but it's also the expectation. That's you're a baseball player at Indiana. You're capable of doing those things.
Has it been an issue in practice at all, or is it like kind of surprising to see these routine plays being missed?
I mean, yes and no. You know, we haven't been here very much to practice. I thought today our pregame, I even mentioned it to the coaches. I was like, man, we are really sharp today. Took care of the ball great, had a great BP, and it helps when it's 60 and sunny and everyone's fired up. But no, I don't know that it's been I didn't necessarily anticipate outside of the typical preseason coming into the season and having that be a thing you have to always kind of fight a little bit, but no, not to a point of consternation coming into the season where I was overly concerned that we wouldn't work through it quicker.
two for nine with runners in scoring position today. Some of those were hard hit balls. Yep. What was the issue with that on that front in your eyes?
Well, yes, like you said, there's three or four of those balls that get hit on the screws, and one of them is a double play ball, and so you have a big inning there taken away by a hard hit ball. You know, Devin's ball was probably off the plate, sinker away, probably a seven zone off the plate, and he reaches out and taps the second baseman for a tailor-made double play. So, again, you've got some hard-hit balls, but you also have, you know, an expanding in a 3-1, in a 3-1 count, a 3-1 zone. Josh earlier in the game got a good pitch to hit, got up underneath it and popped it up. That's a swing that he'd like to have back and to be flat to that and hit that ball hard. Yes and no. There's kind of both sides of those things. There's some pitch selection, there's some direction issues, and then there's also just some tough luck. And so you see both of those things in play there. But we have been better the last couple of days, last couple of games at, I am pleased with, early on I felt like we were up underneath and we were up to our pull side a lot. In the last three or four games, I thought we've been good. We've been hard the middle of the field, hard the other way. Jake hits a two-strike ball down the left field line. Jason hits a two-strike ball down the right field line. Those are really good swings. So we have gotten better as we've played more in that regard. And I'm sure the offense they'll take off. It's a good offense. They're talented players. Put a lot of good swings on balls. We've had some tough luck through the first part of the season. And those bounces go the other way. But until they go your way, you're gonna have to fight through close games. You're gonna have to fight through and take care of the ball late. You're gonna have to execute some pitches. And when you do execute pitches, you gotta take care of the ball and give yourself a chance to win. So yes, that was more of an issue early on, but I thought today we were better in general. And this weekend we were certainly a lot better at that.
Yeah, we saw in right field, we've seen some rotation between Denny, Wiggins, and Brunchewski's been in the DH a lot. Yeah. With Wiggins playing a lot really, really well in his time as he's played, especially last weekend, what do you see for that spot out there and kind of who you see? Do you still see some rotation going on, or has Wiggins kind of shown what he can do?
I would say as of today, going into this weekend, I would say Andrew will probably be out there. You also want to pick matchups if there's time. Hogan's a tremendous player. Was our leading hitter for 6 months coming into the end of the season. Was by far our best hitter for his first 6-7 months on campus. But he's also a freshman, and so he's going to go through it a little bit. But he's a great kid, and he's going to have a great attitude, and he's going to try to help his team win. And until his time comes back around in any position, right? He's going to continue to try to help the team win. But I would say that you look at what Andrew's done. He's had to earn it. He had to earn it. He came off the bench and pinch it. Had good at bats. Got a start. Had a good start. Went back, and I thought it was a better matchup. Starting Hogan, and he came back in and did a good job and has played really well. So you want to have somebody earn it. You got to make them earn it. Everybody does. Every position is a day-to-day competition. But kudos to Andrew for playing really, really well, for competing really, really well. Made a really nice catch on the right field line today and just has played to his capabilities the last few days, and that's been great to see.
You talk a lot about building up good karma and obviously a lot of blowouts. How much hope does that give you about the offense going into this weekend and beyond?
Yeah, we're a good team. That's not my concern. Is not that we're a good team. That wasn't your question. But in general, we're a good team. We're a talented team. We have a deeper pitching staff than we've had in several years. We have really good position players. We'll have a good offense. We'll break through. If you just do it long enough, it eventually kind of goes your way. I look at it on the other side of this is the game has given us the opportunity to be really good fundamentally and defensively, and so we haven't done that, and so you have to learn to win those games. And then as the offense goes and you play in more college parks and you get a windy day like this, the offense is going to come around, but until then we're just going to have to find a way to win close games defensively, and we haven't done that yet.
Okay. One more.
Grant Holderfield got 40 pitches in, and was still executing pitches relatively well. That has to make you feel good at this point.
I thought Grant was a warrior. I told the team I thought Grant was a warrior. I thought he was tremendous. And I was thrilled with the way that he competed. We didn't help him today, but I was thrilled with the way that he competed and executed pitches. We kind of talked about it a little bit. He's a little – when he was a freshman, and to his credit, when he was a freshman – he was 90-93 and threw really hard and stuff was electric. And then he had surgery and missed a bunch of time. And, if you notice the last couple outings, his velo has been down and he's been a lot more effective. He's been 83, 86, 84, 87, and on purpose. See, the first pitch was 89, got amped up, and, you know, I just kind of hollered out, like, you don't need your best stuff. You need to execute. So, you know, that happens. There's throwing above the hitting speed, and there's throwing below the hitting speed. You just don't want to be the hitting speed. And so, you know, the a lot of times those sinker guys will throw through their sinkers. And you know, I think that probably was a little bit to do with it earlier on. And you got to figure out what you got. And as he's been a little bit softer and the ball's moved more, it executes some off-speed pitches. He had a bunch of weak contact, and he was a warrior today. So, I honestly was pleased with the way that we pitched it. I was. You know, we give up probably 3 or 4 earned runs on a day where the wind's blowing out, you know, 25 miles an hour, and they score 3 of them in the first inning. So to respond like that with so many different guys, I was pleased. So, I thought Grant did a great job, and he has. He did a great job out in Arizona as well.
Indiana baseball next heads to DeLand, Florida for a 4-game pod with Mount St. Mary's and host Stetson, starting with a Friday doubleheader. See you at the BART.